This is the Truth Network.
When's the last time you were beaten, persecuted, put in prison because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we have a special podcast today. Sitting down with my friend from the Voice of the Martyrs, you'll hear about what God's doing in the church abroad and how there's much suffering but much growth. And there's a special event celebrating the anniversary of the martyrdom of the Apostle Paul that we'll talk about in today's podcast. Stay tuned. Thank you to MyPillow.com for being great sponsors of this podcast. The MyPillow, I love MyPillow, and you can get one too, and you get a special discount if you go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUTH. Stay tuned, be encouraged, and please share this podcast with other family and friends, and remember to pray for the persecuted church, your brothers and sisters abroad who have suffered much and are suffering right now for the cause of Christ. Imagine being persecuted. Imagine being tortured, locked up in jail, beaten, flogged for simply loving and following Jesus Christ. That is the plight of thousands of believers around the world. I'm Stu Epperson, and I'm so excited to welcome to this podcast, this broadcast, this interview, a man of God who's traveled all over the world, who's going to tell us about a very significant day coming up, Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs. Todd, it's so good to have you with us today, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
We want to hear all about the Voice of the Martyrs. Just the name of that ministry gets me excited. I've followed you guys for many years. This is Truth Talk Weekend, heard all over the country on terrestrial radio stations, and everyone can download this program on iTunes and all the different places where you can find wonderful podcasts. But this is something we've got to give more attention to. Todd, this is your passion. I mean, you travel all over the world. First of all, tell everyone who the Voice of the Martyrs is, this wonderful ministry.
Well, the Voice of the Martyrs is a ministry to persecuted Christians around the world. There are more than 70 countries where Christians are persecuted for doing what we do in America without really thinking about, gathering with other believers to worship, reading the Bible, sharing our faith with people around us. Those are things that in other countries will get you out of a job, maybe get you thrown into jail, maybe even get you killed. The Voice of the Martyrs for the last 52 years has worked to stand with Christians who are going through that persecution. Our founders were persecuted Christians themselves. Pastor Richard Wurmbrand spent 14 years in prison in Romania. His wife Sabina spent 3 years in prison. And so when they came to the West, they were a firsthand account of what goes on in prison, what goes on with God's people. But they also were a firsthand account of what God does in those situations and how God is faithful. God sustains his servants as they go through trials. And so that was a great message for the American church and really inviting American Christians to know what's going on, to pray for our brothers and sisters around the world, and to learn the lessons that they offer us about God's faithfulness.
Todd, in the early church, it was normal to be persecuted. We read about, in the book of Acts, the church at Jerusalem, under the ironic, because we're going to talk about the Apostle Paul here in a little bit in a significant date in his life, but under his oppression and all this brutal attacks by the Jews, the Romans, you know, the early church was not foreign to them to be persecuted, and all up through the Middle Ages and, you know, even into the last couple of centuries. But today we're so comfortable in our Western Christianity. A lot of folks listening right now, it's just an alien concept, the thought of, I mean, you hear this phrase, first world problems, or third world problems, first world problems. You know, we're upset because our phone's dying, right? Our battery's going low. We're upset because we can't get Wi-Fi, all these little challenges. But can you give us perspective? I mean, what's it like for Christians, say in the Middle East? There's countries you can't even name because, for security reasons. But what's it like for believers who get up knowing that if they carry that Bible, this may be the last time their loved ones ever see them?
Well, you know, as you say, this is biblical Christianity. And one of my coworkers at our Canadian office talks about the New Testament as being a series of books written by persecuted Christians for other persecuted Christians to read. That was their experience. That was what they knew. And Even though it is foreign to us here in the United States, it is still true in a place like the Middle East, in a place like China. When someone chooses to follow Jesus Christ out of Islam or out of atheism, out of communism, they know there's going to be a price to be paid for this. The way the gospel is presented often in the United States, in Western countries, is come to Jesus and he is going to make your life better. Whatever's going on that's bad, he is going to fix that and your life is going to be golden from here on out. In hostile and restricted nations, the message is a little different. It has come to Jesus. He will forgive your sins and he will provide you with eternity in heaven with him. But here on earth, your life is probably going to get worse. And so you think about that when you start out your walk of faith knowing, hey, there's going to be a price to be paid for this. There's going to be some sacrifices involved in this. It's just a different mindset from the very beginning. And so just like the writers of the New Testament, these believers understand, wow, this is going to make my life hard, but Jesus is worth it. Whatever I have to suffer, whatever I have to endure, Jesus is totally worth that. And so they see that as a good trade-off. Yes, I'm going to have to suffer, but I get Jesus here on earth with me to walk through it with me, and I get eternity with him in heaven. That's a great trade-off. I'm going to do that. And so there's an excitement level, and there's a blessing. And I literally have talked to Christians who have been in prison, and they will sometimes say, and I've heard it more than once, they will sometimes say, I miss being in prison because Jesus was so close to me in that prison cell. Jesus was right there with me, and I kind of miss that closeness with him. So that's pretty awe-inspiring for me as a comfortable American Christian to hear someone say, I miss being in prison.
That is so encouraging and so humbling. Todd Nettleton is the voice you're hearing, my friends. He's the Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration for the Voice of the Martyrs, an awesome ministry. He also hosts a radio show himself and a podcast, The Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Todd has been serving the Lord with Voice of the Martyrs 20-plus years. He's been in 70-plus nations where they've served in 70-plus nations, Christians facing persecution, bringing encouragement, bringing hope. Todd, it's such an honor to have you on, and there's a huge date coming up. By the way, I'm Stu Epperson, the host of this wonderful broadcast. So glad everyone's with us. Please tell all your friends about this. Share this message everywhere you go, because we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are persecuted. I believe there's a little admonishment, a little word in Hebrews chapter 13, Todd, that your ministry quotes quite a bit. Tell us what that word is and tell us about the big event coming up, will you please?
Well, the word is Hebrews 13:3. Remember those in bonds, remember those in prison as if you were in prison with them. And if you think about, okay, if I was in prison in, say, you know, Egypt or Saudi Arabia or another country, what would I want people to do? Well, I'd want to know that they were praying for me. I would want to know that somebody was making sure that my wife had food on the table and had a roof over her head. I would want to know that they were banging the drum and calling their government officials and saying, hey, you got to get Todd out of prison. That's exactly what the Bible tells us to do. If we were in the cell, what would we want people to do? That's what our call is, according to Hebrews 13:3. That's what we're supposed to do. You mentioned the day that's coming up, June 29th, the day of the Christian martyr, and we are really trying to help American Christians honor and learn from and be inspired by the example of Christians throughout history who have laid down their lives for Christ. And there are some of these stories we know. You know, I think of Jim Elliot, a story that most of us know. June 29th is actually the day the Apostle Paul, according to church historians, was beheaded outside the walls of the city of Rome. And so that's the day that we're offering the stories of those who have laid down their lives for Christ, and hopefully we honor their memory, we honor the legacy that they left, but hopefully we also ask ourselves, okay, what would I sacrifice? What would I lay down to follow Christ and to build his kingdom? And that's a great question for us as American Christians to ask.
So convicting. Wow. The Bible's illegal in 57-plus countries. The Voice of the Martyrs is on the front lines of ministering to, encouraging, reminding us, as you get cozy, comfortable, Western believers in particular, that, hey, there are Christians suffering. Today, a Christian will die because they love Jesus. What a crime and what an honor. Some of these Christians are so bold and they're so looking forward to heaven. We don't talk a lot about heaven and hell in the Western church. We like the cozy, get your blessing, get your breakthrough message, but this is real. Jesus is real, and he's coming back, guys. This is such good news. So celebrate the Apostle Paul. Celebrate these wonderful saints from like Hebrews 11, the Great Hall of Faith, with the Voice of the Martyrs, June 29th. It's the day of Christian martyrdom. They're trying to spread the word on that. Give us one parting challenge, will you, Todd? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs. Great to have you on this week's program. Give us one challenge going away to everyone out there, how we can pray for you and how we can wake up in these last days and grow closer to Jesus and make him known to this world.
Well, let me give you two challenges. The first is pray for persecuted Christians. That is their number one request. Pray for us. And it's not a request, hey, pray that we won't be persecuted anymore. It's a request, pray that we'll be faithful to Christ in spite of the persecution, in spite of the suffering. So pray for persecuted Christians. The other thing I would encourage people, I know we have Christian radio and Christian podcast listeners that are listening right now, sign up and listen to Voice of the Martyrs Radio. I get the chance to sit down and interview some of these Christians who have gone through persecution, and so you can hear their story firsthand. You can hear how God works in the midst of that. So pray for persecuted Christians, and then sign up or subscribe to the VOM Radio podcast and hear firsthand the stories of the people that you're praying for.
Well, Todd, thanks so much for what you're doing. The welcome mat is always open here at the Truth Network, Jesus Daily, Truth Talk Weekend. We love having these messages on. We got to wake up. We got to share the good news. And we have, you know, so many of us, maybe don't be so consumed with dying for Jesus. How about just living for Jesus, right, Todd? Right now, the day, the time is now, and now is the day of salvation. And if you don't know Christ, call unto him and trust him and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. God bless you, Todd. We're grateful for you and the great ministry of the Voice of the Martyrs.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.